many more creamer. I'll be right back. I'm gonna put more creamer. I'm back with more creamer in my coffee. Yeah. Good morning. And welcome to episode 16. Sorry, season 2, episode 16 of Coffee with a Side of Arty. Today's episode might seem a little unorganized, I'm not gonna lie. It was a tough one to come up with. First off, wanna welcome in May. May is also apparently known as the Mental Health Awareness Month, so we're gonna be touching on that for a bit in today's episode. First, I want to start off by, I don't even know, this episode's going to be weird. I don't know if I'm going to be honest, I don't even know if I'm going to end up, like, crying or not, because I haven't talked about this since it happened. I haven't really talked about it, but this past Thursday, April 29th, I believe. Yes, April 29th, this past Thursday night, April 29th, maybe Friday morning, April 30th, I ended up waking up to a seizure. Well, maybe not waking up to a seizure, but waking up from and I'm using air quotations, the side effects of a seizure. I woke up and my younger brother and my mom and dad were in my room with me. I'm sitting up in bed. I have a Bill Miller's bucket underneath my mouth because my tongue is bleeding. And that just sucked. Waking up to that sucked. You know, and I want to curse because of how much it just bugs me that it happened. Like, I hate that it happened. I had been seizure-free since May of 2019, almost 2 years, you know, it's May 3rd, and now back to square one, so to speak. But at the same time, according to my parents, this episode somehow turned out differently than most, or than my previous ones. To me, it turned out the same because I woke up and I'm surrounded by my household. And I'm angry, and I don't know, like, it's a weird feeling when you wake up from one, and I don't think you know, knock on wood, I've never had one in the middle of the day when I'm fully awake, when I'm fully there, if that makes sense. When I'm fully just comprehensive, I guess would be the right way to say it. No, not even. When I'm just fully there mentally, you know, and I've never had one when I'm awake, when I'm up, when I'm doing anything. It's always ended up happening in my sleep. Hold on, before we get into that, I'm sorry if I sound tired. It's the morning, and these past few nights have been pretty crazy. Well, not crazy, but they've been pretty tough to go to sleep too, I'm not gonna lie. So there's that. But getting back into it, so I've usually had my seizures in my sleep, and it sucks because you wake up from it and you just feel so non-coherent. Would that be the right way to say it? I'm gonna look that up real quick. Non-coherent. I'm looking it up. If you like this music, check out lo-fi hip-hop music on Spotify or iTunes. Excuse me. Okay. Well, non-coherent is not the word, but it's just, I feel so out of it, so out of the loop. Like, it feels like a, excuse me, that was a hiccup. It feels like a dream. Like, it's just like a dream that's just continued. And, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it's not a dream. You know what I mean? I have my mom and dad trying to talk to me and you know, make sure that I'm okay, that I understand what happened, what's going on. I have my younger brother standing up, watching over me from behind them, because he's younger than me. He doesn't, well, I don't know what goes through his mind when these things happen. I don't know what goes through any of my siblings' mind when these things happen. And I know that they don't know what goes through mine, so I can only imagine, like, what they, I feel like they might be trying to think about what I'm thinking about, and it sucks. You know, especially this last one. This last one just sucked so bad, because it's like, I had been going strong for about a year, almost, or coming up to 2 years, of not having a seizure. And then, boom, I wake up, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. And it sucks. And then just the feelings that come afterwards. So again, I feel so out of it. Like, I keep kind of falling in and out of, like, sleepiness. You know, while I have my parents trying to ask me questions, I'm also trying to, like, grasp onto reality and just hold on to it. And it just, it's tough. It's weird how tough it is, but it is tough. And okay, going back to it, just sucks so much, you know. And then you have the pains and the aches. Your body just aches all over, because when you're, well, during the seizure, your body is seizing up. You have your arms, your legs, your torso, your chest. It's seizing up. Your muscles are tightening and loosening, like, rapidly. And then while that's happening, you have your teeth just kind of chomping down on your tongue. And that's why I have the Bill Miller's bucket on my stomach, is to catch the blood from my mouth, because I'm biting the crap out of my tongue. And I remember waking up and I could just feel the scab. It was already done bleeding, but I could feel the scab, and I just, it was disgusting. I hated it. But there was that, and then my arms just felt so heavy. And it's so weird, because it's not like it's not where people usually try to go work out their muscles, you know. Usually it's the shoulders, it's the biceps, it's the upper arms, by the armpits, by the shoulders that you're trying to gain muscle when you go and work out. But with me, it's my wrists, it's my forearms, it's my hands a little bit, you know, and I'm trying to turn my wrists as much as I can, but they're in so much pain. And then my legs. Now, that's not to say that my upper arms or my biceps and my triceps and the shoulders are, those aren't in pain. It's just that I feel it more on the bottom of my arms than I do on the top. And it goes for the same thing with my legs. Like, my thighs were sore, but then my calves and my shins were way more sore, way more in pain than my thighs were. You know, it's a weird feeling, you know, because I have not felt this in a long time. You have that going on, and then I have a major headache, which sucks. My feet hurt, my hands hurt, my neck kind of hurts a little bit, but not too bad. And then my jaw is just, it's not like an excruciating pain, but my jaw is just like tired, I think would be the right way to say it. It's just sore, you know, from biting down. And then my tongue is just, my tongue hurts, you know, and it sucks. I remember waking up, seeing my brother, my mom, and my dad, seeing the bucket, and I just immediately, the first thought in my head was, you've got to be effing kidding me. Like, this sucks so much. And then, like I said, I'm kind of just like, I look like a bobblehead, sort of. Not even, I look like one of those things you find outside of car sale places, where they're just kind of, it's like a noodle. I look like one of those. And my body's in a weird funk, and I'm just kind of like moving around. I look like a pool noodle, just moving around, trying to wake up and trying to understand what happened while also understanding what happened. Because it's like I said, it's like I knew what had happened, but it's like I couldn't believe it. It sucked, you know. And then what's even crazier is, like, my mom and dad were telling me that they were proud of me, you know. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you proud of me? I don't understand. And my dad was saying that apparently I had gotten up from my bed, I had walked over to my parents' room, I guess I bumped into a couple of things, I don't remember if he said that I opened the door, but he said that he saw me in his doorway, and that he asked me if I was okay, and that I kind of mumbled, you know, I was just like, blah, blah, blah. But that's when he turned on the light, and he could see the blood stain on my face from biting my tongue. And that's when he realized that I had had a seizure. God, it just sucks so much. I hate that I had that, you know. And but it's weird, because it's like I don't remember doing any of that. And they were talking about how apparently I had done it after, you know, actually having the seizure. But I don't remember any of it. It's really trippy, you know. And then the days following, I've just, you know, little pains in my body here and there, my tongue just trying to come back to normal. And then my sleeping schedule is just out of whack. Even this morning, like, if you can hear it, I apologize wholeheartedly. I'm tired, but my sleeping schedule has been out of whack, you know. It's tough to go back to sleep, you know. And then with it, with everything that's been going on in my life right now, like my personal life, I'd say, it's been tough to keep my anxiety at bay, and that's why, and that's where, you know, today's topic comes in of it being Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, the last time I saw my neurologist, she told me, you know, that I have anxiety attacks before I go to sleep and during my sleep. And the way I described it to my physician is I'll be laying there trying to go to sleep, and then all of a sudden I'll get this really big worried feeling in my head, and then it'll go to my heart. My heart will start beating fast, and then from my heart all the way down to my left arm, it'll just feel like it's asleep. But it won't last too long, maybe 30 seconds at the most, maybe a minute, but I just get into this weird frantic state of mind where it's like, oh my god, like, am I gonna be okay? And then usually what I do is, and it happens a lot, so to speak. So I try not to have it happen, but I think me thinking about it not happening makes it happen. So usually, like I said, before I go to sleep is when the first one hits, and then I'll get up, I'll go to the bathroom, I'll kind of just sit there for a little bit and catch my breath, and then I'll come back to bed and I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then there are times when I'll wake up in like a frantic state of mind, but those don't last as long. Those last like maybe 5-10 seconds, and then I'm like right back to sleep, snoring. If I snore, I don't know. But there's that. And I've been dealing with trying to fix that for the past few weeks, and that's been a little tough. I'm also looking to get a job. I'm just waiting for a specific phone call, and I haven't gotten it, and it's bugging me, you know, and it's just, I've had a lot on my mind lately that I try not to talk about, because it's like, what's the point, you know? And then not so much just what's the point, it's also like, you know, there are bigger issues in other people's lives, there are bigger issues in the world that my problems are minuscule, you know, like, they just are, you know, with this job thing. Like, I'm fretting over nothing. I need to calm down. I need to just wait, because if the call will come, it'll come. If it doesn't, then on to the next, you know. And then the whole going to sleep thing is tough, but the seizure thing, I don't know if that's what caused it. I don't know if my anxiety is what caused the seizure. That's what is bugging me about this one, because it came out of nowhere. Came almost 2 years after my last one, so it's like, why? You know, but I don't know. I'm in a state of my life right now where it's like, I know what I want to do. I know where I want to be. I need to get there. And I'm trying to take the necessary steps to get there. But right now I'm having a little bit of trouble. So I'm fretting about that. I know that for sure. You know, and it's just tough. I feel like I have a lot that I'm worried about that I shouldn't be worried about. But again, it's tough. And, you know, I've had friends who I've tried to give them that same advice, where it's like, you gotta stop fretting about stuff that you can't, I don't want to say deal with, but stuff that you can't dictate. No, not dictate. That sounds ugly. Stuff that you can't control. You know, if it's out of your control, don't worry about it. But that's hard to do. You know, and I've come to realize that when it comes to friends, you know, it's like, while I want to give you my advice and I want you to take my advice, it ultimately comes up to you. It's up to you and how you deal with things and how you perceive things and how you handle things. But I don't know, this weekend was just, it was just a trip. I was very sad that I had an episode, you know. But at the same time, it's like, what can I do? It's out of my control, you know. Well, I don't know how much of it is out of my control, but as far as what's in my control, and I say that with air quotes, because I don't know if I can control it. You know, they happen in my sleep. Again, the only thing that startled me is when my dad told me that I had gone over to their room kind of after having the seizure. You know, and with what this month represents, Mental Health Awareness Month, take that into consideration. When it comes to friends, when it comes to family, just think about what could be on their mind, you know, while also thinking about what's on your mind. That doesn't mean just hide your stuff. No, that means that sometimes you may not have the answer to your stuff, but people might have suggestions for you, and you could do the same for them. You know, sometimes just chilling out and listening to music, like the music I'm listening to right now, can be beneficial because it's soothing, you know. It's you go with the tempo. I will say that sometimes I do listen to this playlist when I go to sleep. Again, lo-fi study music, I think is what it's called. But music, movies, there's many, many, many ways to deal with mental illness and your mental well-being, and I just want my listeners to remember that, you know, that even though I'm not there, I do care about my listeners' mental health, and this is just a friendly reminder to keep that in mind. Keep your mental health in mind, always. You know, I have episodes from season one where I talk about movies, movie suggestions. I have music suggestions. I have all of that. And I'm always looking for the same. I'm looking for movie suggestions. I look for music suggestions. You know, so hit me up on Twitter. It's Coffee with Artie. On Instagram, Coffee with the Side of Artie. Hashtag Coffee with the Side of Artie. I'm trying to keep that up. And then share me, you know. If you have a friend that you think might need to hear this, send them a link, you know. Let them know that they're not alone. Nobody's alone. Yeah, sometimes the world feels like it, especially with COVID, but, you know, it's starting to get better. I don't know if you heard how I said that, but I did. You know, it's starting to get better. And again, you're not alone. So yeah, share me. And let's keep this going. You know, I'm sorry if this episode brought people down. It's what I wanted to talk about, because it's been on my mind this entire weekend. This entire weekend was tough. Like I said, there are times when I couldn't, it was hard for me to go to sleep because I was afraid that I'd have an episode in my sleep again. You know, especially since I take medicine for it. But you gotta, in the words of that Disney movie, Meet the Robinsons, keep moving forward. You know, and then again, find something to distract yourself from thinking too much. Find something for your mental health, well-being. Music, movies, books, art. You know, go jogging, exercise. Exercise is a good one. I've been wanting to start exercising. I haven't because I'm lazy. But, you know, I know that that's a good one. Just know that you're not alone. Again, you're not alone. I'm here, Artie, Coffee with the Side of Artie. So if you ever want to have coffee, just put me on and let's have a conversation. You know, DM me, message me, and we'll talk about it. All right. And just one last time, sorry for the sadness, for the monotone episode. It's just had to get this stuff off my chest, you know. And sometimes all you need to do is just say it out loud. All right, so here's a cheers. And until next time. Bye-bye.